But such expressions might have upset them even more, as they were merely praises of the apostles, and could have caused them to become more aggressive, being criticized as they were for their laziness, vanity, and excess. Therefore, he didn't deliver his message in this way, but in a different way that was still impactful but less insulting. This is why he continues his speech in this manner, saying sarcastically, "But you are strong and respected." Because if he had not used sarcasm, he would have said something like this: "It's not possible for one person to be considered foolish and another wise, one strong and another weak. The gospel requires both." Because if it was a characteristic for one to be like this and another like that, perhaps there might be some justification in what you're saying. But now, it's not allowed for anyone to be thought of as wise, respected, or to be free from danger. Unless it's the case, it is necessary for you to be considered superior in the sight of God, you the disciples over us the teachers, even after our endless difficulties. If this is too cruel for anyone to claim, your aim should be to parallel our situation.